Good morning, you guys. Oh my gosh. How are you guys doing out there? Well, this is Dr. D with the Boom Factor, and I just want to say hi. I have a lot of things in my spirit, on my heart, that I would like to share. And, you know, after when I wake up, you know, because I did work the graveyard shift, my gosh, I'm off. From JH, and since I was awakened by a call, and then I started looking at some other stuff, I began to brainstorm about some stuff that's been happening this week. I was able to share some of it, but the last 2 days, like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I really couldn't get back with you guys because me working and getting on the bus, trying to get a nap in, then going back to the next job, it was kind of tight. And so when I speak to you all, I want to be able to not just be rambling, but I want to give you guys some substance. And so with that said, I was in here about to get myself together and begin thinking about relationships. I do have some time in the conference room today, and I'm gonna take maybe 2 hours and draw a diagram on some issues that's been coming up to me this week. And one of the issues has been in relationships, and a lot of my topics always come most of the time through other people, and it also triggers some experiences that I had among myself throughout the years, right, with all sorts of people, with men and women, right? And the common denominator in all of the relationships that I'm finding that's a problem is really self. People just think about themselves. So, you're saying, okay, Dr. D, yeah, we know that because I just experienced A, B, C, D, F, G, and, you know, I'm trying to understand this, I'm trying to understand that. And so I want to try to explain something to folks out here in the world. The world is beautiful. The little bit that I've traveled, places that I have been and places that I desire to go are the most beautiful places that God created. And I will go to those places. And because those places are beautiful, inside every country, every city, every community, every neighborhood, within every household, you're going to have somebody that's going to act a fool. You're going to have somebody think about only themselves. So these are the people, okay, that's birthing out this selfishness, right? These are the weak people that the enemy used, which is called the devil, the evil one. He lurks and he go about seeking who he may devour in that area. And that's why all the chaos is happening, because of self. And I believe we, as individuals, and start realizing to take care of ourselves and become healthier people within ourselves and protect our hearts, strengthen our soul. What we talked about, what the soul is consist of, you guys, come on, repeat it after me. The soul is consist of the mind, the will, and the emotion. The first thing within that soul is your mind. Your mind is connected. The stream is your mind, which is part of your brain, that is part of the streamline that's called the heart. That heart beats. And even after the heart stops beating, once that heart stops beating, that's it. Your brain could be even dead. Right? You know, like they say, brain dead. You know, you become in a comatose state, but your heart's still beating, so you still have life. You just have to gather it for somewhere else. So, other people brains are dead, but they're sucking out your life source. Their selfishness have to come around people with energy, people that's vibrant. You may not know everything in every way you have to go, but at least you're going and doing something, right? But then here we go. You have this mechanism of selfishness through other people that are brain dead coming to suck out your life source. You see what I'm saying? And I may be saying that wrong because I know the teaching that I did with the Soldiery series, that brain is consist of your hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is like your hard drive. Let's parallel that towards the computer, right? Everything is inside that hard drive. If that hard drive crashes, you don't have access to none of your files. Well, if your hypothalamus is not strong enough in that brain and it crashes, it won't be able to release the neutrons. Well, it will release it, but it's going to be toxic now. Your receptors feeds through your neutrons and feeds through your bloodstream and feeds and then your heart. You see, then that becomes your reasoning. It becomes your way of thinking, your actions. The emotional part is triggered now. So all this works together. I may be separating it, but it all works together at one time. Right? Now, I'm not, disclaimer, I am not a doctor of medicine, but I have studied and I have taken psychology where we had to look at the brain. I've been through training for children and understanding that even a 3-month-old child brain is beginning to develop about what he hears and what he sees. His environment. His environment is, he's being evolved right now because of his environment. And you see what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, so some situation have risen throughout the week to different individuals that I've that's my customers and some people that's close to me. Some things have shifted and they just were sharing some stuff and I'm like scratching my head and like, how can this person be like this? How can another human being treat another person like this and then tell that person they're wrong? No, buddy. You wrong on this one. Because now you're disrespectful. You're trying to provoke a situation to make yourself feel good that it's not your fault. You know, you were supposed to protect a person, heart, protect the very words that they've shared with you. Now you're taking that throwing it back at them like a dagger to belittle them because you feel you didn't find somebody more educated or somebody that you can come up with, but you already was with this person that you chose to be with. you said that this person was going to be part of your life for the rest of your life because you made arrangements. I could say that happened to me in my lifetime. I can really attest to seeing where a person literally come and beg you. Right? Beg you. Come drive a distance. Come get your suitcases. And made it adamant that they got to be there for you because God said, you looking all in the wrong places and I put the person right before you. You need to start treating this person better. You need to start catching this person back. This person been there for you. It's time for you to get back to this person. Matter of fact, it's time for y'all to be together. This is what this person told me. And I'm sitting there, okay. And then in the back of my spirit, I'm like, oh, I got to weigh this out because I know A, B, C, D, F, G. You know, I'm still got my optimist. You know, I'm still optimist about the situation. Because I know Danielle. And then I know of the other person's spirit. And I knew, wait a minute. But face value, so I won't feel like I'm the one that's not really hearing God. You know how we say, you know, be led by God. No, I'm not going to say I was led by God. I want to make sure that I'm not hindering what God was trying to do. Maybe I was closing my eyes. So I'm going to give the person an opportunity to show me what you say God said. Right? So selfishness come along with people, and people don't always have God in their life to the point where they can say that God showed them something, but they have that inner thing on the inside of them. Yes, they do. We all do. God created us that way. We have that mechanism, that gut feeling. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that at one time. We all have that gut feeling. We all have experience, you know, that something told me. Oh, I remember I felt something was saying, do this, do that. And sometimes we hear it and we yield to it, we obey it, and sometimes we shake it off and go the other way. Well, everything has a ripple effect. Everything has a domino effect. Everything must take full circle. What goes around, come around, right? That's what we always was told. What goes up, it has to come down. That's why they always tell you. The old folks always tell you, be careful how you treat people, no matter what. That's one thing, that's a stickler I can always remember. Always hear that, no matter where I go. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you talk to people. Because one day, the very person that you felt that wasn't up to your par or whatever, that's the very person that you're going to need. Now, we walk around all bigoted, and I'm like, I don't need that person. Yeah, I don't need that. I can go over here. I can do this. I can rub elbows here. I can yell A, B, C, D, F, G. Okay, yeah, you probably can do that. You probably can do that. However, what goes around comes around. Oh, what they say? Better be careful. Karma is a what? B, right? Now, let's even go further. God even told us, be careful. He said that God himself would not be mocked. Whatsoever a man, within that man is man and woman, both parties. Okay, remember, man, I'm not going to go into this Greek theological breakdown stuff, but that man means man and woman because woman came out of man. Right? Okay, so whenever you say, when God say, whatsoever a man sow it or do it or do unto someone else, God say he will not be mocked. That man shall reap it, man or woman. All right? So, the Almighty God who created the heavens and the earth and the heavens, that they are finding out right now. They have many other planets out there. they're always going to have more than what they think they see. Mankind, period, just really think they got it going on and forget about the ultimate creator. So whatsoever man sow it, that shall that man reap. That's why I mentioned this also. You have to worry about, you know, people always saying, you did this to me. You cursed me. Look what happened. No. Baby, I don't have time for that. I bless you. I pray for you. I say have mercy upon your soul. I ain't had to do nothing. You did it unto yourself. Whatsoever a man or woman do it, or sow it, or trespass, whatever that man or woman have done, it shall be done unto them. Now the thing about it, only God knows what to do and how to do it. That will touch that person to a degree that they'll wake up and say, oh my gosh, I need to repent. Oh my gosh, look what I've done. Oh my gosh. And then I found out also, you guys, some people are just arrogant. They just feel like it don't matter what they're doing, how they do it, they're right. They ain't done no wrong. It's you. It's not me, it's you. So everything has a domino effect. Everything affects everything. That's why we have to be so careful not to shadow block nobody. Cock block. We should be encouraging people. Selfishness is a dangerous thing. Because what happens is that because of my selfishness, now I'm creating an emotional problem now. I'm creating something that could have been avoided. Because of my selfishness and wanting to have my way, to have my desires completed and fulfilled. Because, oh, yeah, I care about you, but you know what? I'm going to go over here, you know, because I think I'll do better over here. Don't matter if I already made a commitment to you, but I changed my mind. I'm going to go over here. Okay, so now you leaving, you done left a hole, you done caused a wound. And just like doing surgery on somebody and saying, you know what, I'm tired. I'm not doing no more surgery. I'm just going to stop and I'm going to go start this surgery over here. Okay, you left this person wide open. Now you got this person exposed to bacteria, gonna get infected, you know, gonna have some kind of plague on, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, if it's not caught in time, that person gonna die. If another doctor don't come and finish that procedure and close that person up properly and give them the right antidote and the right antibiotics so they won't have an infection after the surgery to be healed. See, that's only if they have another doctor that can come and finish the type of surgery that you just started on this person. I'm trying to do a parallel so people who's listening to this broadcast and you have involved yourself in another person's world. You have involved yourself in another person's life. I want you to be very careful how you tread. That's why I always tell people, especially with relationships, don't be so quick to get in a relationship if you just came out of a relationship. Give yourself enough time to be free of that past relationship. Because it may not be over with. Yeah, we all can probably separate and need time apart. But even in the time apart, don't be mean and hateful and spiteful and just doing things to provoke the person. If you're going to walk away, walk away. Now, if you didn't involve yourself to the point where this person don't even see where it's an ending, that this person say, okay, we're going to be there for life because this is the promise that you have made to this person. This is something that you said as a person being involved in somebody else's world. So the other party don't even have a clue that they done. They still planning. They looking, oh, we're going to be a family. We're going to be a unit. We're going to build. We're going to grow. Yada, yada. Because now this person is banking everything on the last word that you have told this person. Like somebody came and did me. You just stubborn. I'm going to show you. You just stubborn. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming to get you right now. Oh. But I can catch you up. No. We're going to settle this. I'm just going to show you. I said, yeah, you got to show me. So this person literally came, got my suitcases. I said, no, I don't want to take everything. Let's just take this for right now. Let's just take one for right now. Let's just take one for right now. You know, and if, you know, that's just it. Now, somebody will probably say right now, well, you had doubt. You say if. No. I was preparing myself to the point where I already know that maybe this person may be just doing a bounce back, a rest stop moment. Because I don't believe in no rebound relationships, right? I need to know that I'm in your heart. I need to know that you care about me. You really care about me? Just because you can't ran way on this side of town to come and get me, that don't mean you really care about me. It's your actions, how you talk to me, how you handle me. Are you caring for me to the point that, okay, I'm serious. We're going to do this here. I care about you. I love you. God dealt with me. You dealt with some stuff about me, but hey, you put up with that. So I know I got some stuff I need to deal with, and I'm willing to do that because this is what God told me about you, and I got to do what God said. This is this person said. So that's why it hit me so hard on some stuff because you put God in it. Whoa. Y'all, stop putting God in the middle of your foolery when you ain't ready. Don't you know you got to give an account for that? You're using God's name in vain, and he's going to charge you for that. That's why I don't make promises no more. I don't do vows anymore. I don't do none of that foolery. Yes or no? I don't think I'm going to be able to make that because of ABCDFG. I shouldn't even have to explain that. But some people, they got to hear you, you know. Some people, they got to hear you. So I'm going to go see if this conference room open because I need this board. This board to go through the steps so we can see the ripple effect of life. And we all done been through it. Yeah. We all been through it, y'all. We all been through it. And I bet you they got it locked because I have it for 1 o'clock. Hello. I have it for 1 o'clock, you know. It's like after one. I'm gonna get my shoes. I'm walking out there with no shoes on. And, then I gotta go and, I try to go and meet with this other person. But at the end of the day, you guys, we really have to be mindful of other people. We've been so bigoted, you know. We fall into these cliches, you know. And God wants us to protect ourselves. But in the same token, we have to remember the Spirit of God. His love and His mercy that endures forever for everyone. Not just for me, Dr. D, for everyone. My assignment on earth is to display His love and His mercy and His kindness. And yeah, if you have to put someone in check, meaning not in a mean way, but like I had to get someone to identify something. You know, if you have known me for a numerous years, you're supposed to know my spirit. You're supposed to know my character. You're supposed to know the type of person I am. And people that know of me, I mean, really know of me, no matter what I'm going through, you will never know it. Why? Because of my spirit and my character. And I always, and I'm not just saying this just to say it, this is what I'm hearing. You always the same. You always have a smile on your face. Girl, I be seeing you traveling on this and that. I gotta get like you, and they just don't know you going through just like them. But how you carry yourself. I don't carry myself as this victim. I don't carry myself as a needy person. I believe that's probably why a lot of some people, I guess, don't support me, because I guess they feel, girl, she got it. Ain't, I don't know what she be talking about. She ain't going to do nothing. Look what she be, this, here, everywhere. Yeah, but behind all that, you just seen the outer part. It's a lot of stuff that go on behind the scenes so you can see that part. And that's why I like the Boom Factor. I like the Boom Factor because it is what it just is. It's my daily life experience as a believer, showing people that you can overcome life. Things gonna hit you. Bam, bam. You're gonna get some TKOs in life. You know, you're gonna have people on your job nitpicking you about stupid stuff. You know? You're gonna have some heartaches and breaks and trauma and some loss, some debts. You're going to have a lot of stuff going on with you in your life. But in the midst of it, you have to believe that you have overcame that situation. And then God comes in with His omnipotent love, omnipresent, sovereign God come in and manifest Himself in your life. That's what the Boom Factor stands for. That's what I'm all about. That's what I share with you guys every day that I can. And so, with all that said, and I'm way over 15 minutes, because I wanted to release that in the world this morning. Because there's somebody out there that's hurting. You're going through. The news is driving people crazy. I was reading where I think they came to a little minute shutdown ending. I really don't know too much about it, so I'm not going to talk about it. So they can release some money to pay these folks so they can go on with their lives, right? But at the end of the day, you guys, at the end of it all, it's all a test. This is testing time, people. And you're not supposed to rely on the government. If y'all watch any of these end of days movies, man, it's really preparing us. Some people just taking that as entertainment, as a movie, but you got to look at stuff spiritual now. It's really showing you what's going to happen. It is probably going to be worse than what it is in the movies. Because we don't even know how to act when hurricanes come. We just act all crazy with the water break. I always say, coming up towards hurricane season, start preparing now. Start getting your first aid kits and stuff now. Start building that water supply up now. If you have a garage in your kitchen or whatever, when I had my house, my children would tell me, they used to laugh, Mom, why you going with all that water? I said, because we need it. We don't need all that water. Yes, we do. You never know what's going to happen. And at least we have water. Our body is, I forgot how many percentage it is of water, but you can survive off of just water. You see? So you need water. All right? You need non-perishable items that you can eat out the can, like sardines and anything that you can eat out the can. Fruits that's packaged and stuff like that. The cans, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Start building up your food bank yourself. That's one thing my mama good with. I can give her that. You can go to her house right now. And it's nothing you would not need that she don't have. She got 2 deep freezers. And she have cabinets stacked. And she replenish it. People that need food in the neighborhood and stuff, they go by her house. Because they know she got it. See what I'm saying? You always have to be prepared, y'all. So that's what I'm sharing this morning, that selfishness, if we can start identifying selfishness in our lives, we won't involve ourselves in other people's lives if you're not serious about the other person's life. And I know things change, and I know I got people on there right now, but things change, people change. Well, that's why you take your time. Take your time to get to know people. You know what I'm saying? Take your time to get to know people. Let people be themselves. Stop trying to impress people. Be yourself. You know, even in the growing process, as you grow, you're being yourself, right? Because you want to make sure that everything is apart. You want to make sure that things are being done right and accurate. And this day is cold outside. How cold is it? I don't know. Because I need to go in on. I need to get some stuff today. Because I found out I'm off again next weekend. So I'm going to start taking my hair down now. Let it air out. And then next week, I'll be able to refresh it. But I have to go now, because during the week, as y'all see, man, it's like a back-to-back thing, you know, it's a back-to-back thing. Now I want to go see, is this, hello, see if this conference room open. I bet it's not, because I'm supposed to have it open for 1. Oh, okay, good, yes. We have our class though at 2. So, all right. you know, my online class. What else? But I do need to go to the store. So that's my little heart to heart thing this morning. It's really afternoon now. And I guess I'll get back with you guys later. All right? Much love to you all. All is well. Now y'all see how my voice is? My voice is mellow. I don't have that scratchiness that much, but I notice once I continue talking and get that in the air hit me, you know, it begins to become scratchy. So I drink this warm tea with some honey, and that helps a lot. So thank you very much, as always. Thank you for voting. Yes, the voting is still going on to March 1st, I believe. I appreciate everybody. I've been checking my emails, y'all. Nobody been sending me nothing. So have y'all been voting? You know, do y'all want to participate in the prize? Unless y'all just gonna send it all to me at one time. I just wanna know, cause I wanna be nice and show my appreciation now. Okay, I don't need nobody to send me no emails after the fact and say, well, Dr. D, you didn't tell me you had a game going on, and you know, you didn't tell me to do no. I try to mention it every time I'm on this radio. I try to let you guys know that if you want to participate, if you've been voting every day for me and my team, when you press that purple button that says vote, go right next to it, and you're going to see that blue counter. Take a picture of that counter and email it to me. DrDBoomFactorShow@gmail.com. And I can put it on a list. I think I only have two people, but all the people that's on here, are y'all voting for me? You still have time to join the party. And you can do it every day. All day, hey, I appreciate it. But you have to vote for everybody. And I did say for my vote to count, okay? You have to vote for everybody. So I try to make it easy for you guys. So I have a team. So you go and vote for all those numbers. All right? And then you go back. It's going to let you know which ones you missed. Go back and show love to all the rest of the people. Okay? Then you can press vote. Take a picture of the counter. It's a visitor. It lets you know how many people that have voted thus far. And then that's proof to me that you have been voting, so I can put your name down for the prize. All right? Okay, so I'm out. Let me get up and do what I have to do so I can get back in here, handle some business, and then get ready for my last night at work, and then I'll be off. At least, you know, the way my schedule is, I do have the off days. I need to take advantage of what I have to do. All right, much love, and I'm going to get into more detail because I'm about to go and do this diagram right quick in this conference room, and then I'm about to leave out of here. Okay? God bless you guys. Peace. I don't know if I'm going to do a Facebook Live. I may do a Facebook Live right quick. Just a prompt to video, but I'm going to put it on Boom Factor TV. All right? So it's going to be on the YouTube later on, probably later on tonight. All right? Okay, God bless. Much love.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.